From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump told federal agencies to reunite immigrant families separated after illegally crossing into the country from Mexico. More than 2,000 children have been detained apart from their parents since April. Public outrage over images of young people sitting in cages and audio of people and children wailing broadcast globally in the past week prompted him to sign an executive order stopping the border separations of migrant children from adults. Meanwhile, the president has turned this issue into a political football, putting the blame on his opposing party.
If you want to create a humane, lawful system of immigration, then you need to retire the Democrats and elect Republicans to finally secure our borders.
On Thursday, the House of Representatives disapproved one set of proposed changes to U.S. immigration law and put off a vote for another proposal until next week, as Republican leaders struggled to get enough votes to win approval for a bill. The Pentagon has agreed to house on military bases as many as 20,000 unaccompanied migrant children who illegally crossed the United States' southern border. Pentagon spokesman Army Lieutenant Colonel Jamie Davis told VOA, the Defense Department accepted a request for assistance with migrant detainees from the Department of Health and Human Services. Indian officials say that five female charity workers were abducted and gang-raped at gunpoint by a group of men in a remote eastern tribal district. The women told police that they were staging a play to raise awareness about human trafficking when the armed men interrupted the performance and kidnapped them. A police officer said the women worked for a non-governmental organization supported by a local Christian missionary group. This is VOA News. Turkey has announced it will impose tariffs on $1.8 billion of U.S.-made goods in retaliation for U.S. President Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The World Trade Organization said the new Turkish tariffs will amount to about $266 million on products including cars, coal, paper, rice, and tobacco. And as it pertains to China, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma tells us that tariffs spat in part of a tussle over global trade could have a further political impact.
In 2 weeks, the U.S. will start taxing $34 billion worth of Chinese goods. Beijing has vowed to immediately retaliate with its own tariffs on American soybeans and other farm products. Meanwhile, in Germany, a spokesman from the Baader Bank says the tariffs escalation is not yet hurting the economies on either side of the Atlantic significantly. But the markets were waiting to see if this could be the beginning of further moves from the Trump administration ahead of November's congressional elections. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Kremlin is hinting at a movement toward a possible summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin as early as next month. Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
In his weekly call with reporters, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov insisted neither Moscow nor Washington is ready to issue a formal statement, but confirmed Russian media reports U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton would visit Russia next week. As far as we know, such a visit will indeed take place. This is all we can say at the moment, said Peskov in comments carried by the Interfax news agency. Both Trump and Putin have long expressed interest in a formal summit, but the sudden push for a July meeting appears to have gained traction in the wake of what the White House argues was a successful meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un earlier this month in Singapore.
As Charles Means reporting, a victory for privacy advocates as the U.S. Supreme Court rules on how police track and use cell phone information. AP's Warren Levinson has details.
The ruling is a win for privacy advocates who argued that before police inspect cell phone records that can track a suspect's whereabouts, they need to show probable cause that the suspect committed a crime. The 5-4 decision, written by Chief Justice John Roberts, came in a case where a man was convicted of robbery in part on cell phone tower records for which police did not get a warrant.
And one more U.S. embassy employee in Havana, Cuba, has been affected by mysterious health incidents, according to the State Department. The State Department spokeswoman, Heather Noward, said one of two Americans recently evacuated from Cuba was medically confirmed to have been affected while the other is still being evaluated. The latest case means a total of 25 Americans who have been affected while with a mystery ailment in Cuba. The United States has said that Cuba incidents started in late 2016. State Department calls them specific attacks, but has said not said what caused them or who is behind them. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.